Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon are from the 10:30 service on Sunday, November 26th, 2017.
Our first reading today is from Ezekiel chapter 34. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep. And I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you push with side and shoulder and thrust at all the weak with your horns till you have scattered them abroad, I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be a prey, and I will judge between sheep and sheep. And I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord, I have spoken. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power. for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death, for God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when it says all things are put in subjection, it is plain that he is accepted who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him who puts all things in subjection under him, that God may be all in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit down on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.' Then the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you?' Then he will answer them, saying, 'Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the gospel of our Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. While taking a walk on the beach, a man stumbled upon a magic lamp. When he rubbed the lamp, a genie appeared and told him that he had been granted one wish. Cheap genie, huh? Well, without a moment's hesitation, that man asked for a newspaper that would be published 1 year from that date. The paper appeared in his hands. The genie was gone. That man quickly turned to the stock page. He looked closely and he identified those stocks in which he could make millions of dollars. Quite pleased with himself and with his shrewd plan, he turned the page of that paper, and there he found his own obituary. That's a fictitious account, but it serves a purpose as we consider that day when Jesus will come to separate the sheep from the goats, the believers from the unbelievers. The Holy Bible talks of that day often, but tells us nothing of when that day will come. Jesus does say that day will come like a thief in the night. And that's why Scripture also tells us today is the appointed day. Today is the day of salvation. That, my friends, is a warning that bears our remembering. For when the day does come, Jesus will descend from heaven with the shout of the archangel and with the trumpet of God. Believers will be thrilled when they see Jesus coming on the clouds with the armies of heaven following close behind. But unbelievers will be gripped by fear, and rightfully so. You see, Jesus isn't coming back as a newborn in a manger wrapped in swaddling cloths, an image that typically captures our imaginations during this time of year. This time around, Jesus is coming back in power as the ruler of all. He comes with eyes like blazing fire, with many royal crowns on his head, wearing a white robe dipped in blood. Surrounded by all the heavenly host, he takes his rightful seat on his glorious throne. And before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Now, following that final and eternal separation of the holy from the unholy, Jesus will speak of how the sheep fed the hungry, of how they gave drink to the thirsty, and how they clothed those who were naked. And then he will recall how the goats did none of these things and order them to depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, have you ever worried about being a bad sheep? You know you're a sinner. You know you don't deserve the grace that God shows you. That's why we gather here, as people who recognize our great need for that forgiveness that only God can give to us in His Son. So, has your sinful nature ever caused you to worry about those bad things you have done, and whether or not they might be brought up on the day of judgment? Makes you wonder about the goats too, doesn't it? Do they believe that their good acts make them good in God's sight? Have they convinced themselves that those charitable things they have done while in this life will be credited to them on the day of judgment? Before you are struck with uncertainty and fear, look at what Jesus says to the sheep. He has nothing but good to say about them. As for the goats, he expresses only condemnation and nothing more. And yet, for some unexplainable reason, there are Christians who are convinced that on the day when God opens the books, there will be two columns for each of us, one that lists all the good we have done and another that lists all the bad we have done. Now, hopefully, the good column will be a lot longer than the bad, so that Jesus will say, "Hey, you've done well. Come on in." My friends, that's not what Jesus says, and that's not how it works. And so, if that has caused you any uneasiness or fear in your life, that tells me something. That tells me you need to spend a lot more time in your Bible. Holy Scripture tells us exactly what the day of judgment will be like. Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, will separate the sheep from the goats, but not on the basis of what they did or failed to do while in this body. There is but one criteria for being classified as a sheep or as a goat, and that's faith in Jesus Christ. Goats are goats because they reject the grace of God. They reject the robe of righteousness in which God wants to clothe them. They have no interest in God's call to righteousness in Christ. Instead, they choose to stand before God naked, clothed only in the filthy flesh in which they were conceived and born, and then by which they chose to live their lives here on earth without Him. The goats assume that they can impress God by the great things that they have done. But sadly, the goats are wrong. Sheep are sheep because they follow the shepherd. They trust in Him. They are dependent upon the shepherd who speaks to them by His word. They are sheep because they hear Him say, "I have called you by name, and you are mine. I give my life for you. I have loved you unto death. Take and drink, for this is my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins." They are sheep because there are no words more meaningful to them than God's word of absolution. You are forgiven. They are sheep because they have been washed in the blood of God's Lamb. Fellow sheep, when you stand before God on the day of judgment, He will commend you for the good things you have done in this life, because it is He who fills your life with good things. Your life is made holy through the faith you have in Jesus Christ. Whether you are providing for your family, loving your spouse and your children and your grandchildren, being a friend to someone else, helping someone in need, you will hear Him say, "Well done." It's all good because you belong to Him. But then again, what about those times when you failed to feed the hungry? When you didn't offer that hand of compassion to someone who needed it? What about those times when you were angry with God? Or you failed to thank Him for all His goodness to you? What about those times you took His grace for granted? Or, after you had confessed your sin, went out and did it again? I'll answer that question with a story. It's a short story. It's about a man named St. Martin of Tours, a man after whom Martin Luther was named. And as the story goes, Martin was at his home one day when there came a knock on the door. Martin answered it, and there stood a man claiming to be Jesus. Martin stopped. He wondered, could this be the devil in disguise? So he put that stranger to the test. Martin asked him, "What sin is it that most often grips me, that I've had to confess to you over and over and over again?" And without hesitation, that man at the door said, "I don't remember." At which time, Martin welcomed his Lord into his home. Fellow sheep, when the day of judgment comes, Jesus will not remember your sins. And all those things that may trouble you now are already gone. They have been washed clean by the blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. And to keep you from ever forgetting that, He comes to you here to forgive your sins and give Himself to you on this day. And finally, one more thing you need to know. You are going to be completely amazed by all of the good He has accomplished through your life here and now. And so you, my dear friends, who are blessed by God the Father, live now looking forward to that day when Jesus will personally lead you into the kingdom that He has prepared just for you, because of your faith in Him. My dear family in Christ, walk in that faith and go in peace. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.